I was gonna buy Monsters Love You.
Okay.
Just because I liked the look of it and like I liked what I read was reading, but I was like, it's too much money.
How much was it?
$9.
By the way, the show started.
We're starting Little Ricky?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All
right.
We'll bring him in later. Okay, self-introductions. Go.
You're first.
I'm first? Okay. Well, I guess I'm the host and I'm Twitch. Go!
Is that Michael?
What's up?
That's Jimmy.
Jimmy. Organic lightning.
You threw me off. I had an intro already in my head.
Yes, and this is episode 3 of the Show Notes Show.
Finally. This should not be a bi-monthly thing. This should be a weekly thing.
This, like, once every 2 months bi-monthly?
This is fucking ridiculous.
Once every 5 months?
Jesus.
Alright, so what's on?
Cave Story?
I know nothing about Cave Story.
God of War?
Yeah.
I know everything about God of War.
Okay, let's start talking about God of War.
Specifically, Ascension.
Well, what about Ascension?
Just anything.
What is Ascension?
He's angry.
Ascension is a third God of War game. Talk about how it's different and how you like it.
Ascension's the...
Talk about how it's different.
Sixth God of War.
Fuck, I'm way off.
Yeah, it's God of War. No. Yeah, it's God of War, then God of War 2. God of War, Chains of Olympus, God of War 3, and then Ghost of Sparta and Ascension.
That's the, order that they came out in?
Yeah, and the actual order is Ascension, Chains of Olympus, God of War 1, Ghost of Sparta, 2, and 3. And there's a mobile game that has nothing to do with the story. It's just, play as Kratos on the go.
Is it good?
I don't know. I didn't play it. It's irrelevant to the story. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think you're going to find anything grand on a fucking Razer phone.
I don't know, maybe. It could be like that Mass Effect DLC game where it was like, this is pointless, but
it really is. It kind of adds things to the game.
Well, it wasn't really pointless. What's up? Yeah, no, I mean...
That Mass Effect, on the go thing?
Yeah.
Kind of adds to the game.
I love God of War. I don't think anyone has
to... saying that you don't.
Yeah, saying that I don't. I fucking love that game. I don't know. It was good. I beat it that day.
You made Ascension the day you bought it?
Yeah, I got it. Well, I went to the midnight release and... Dude, not yesterday. That was... You're talking about Gears of War.
Oh, that's... Yeah, Gears of War.
Okay, Gears of War. Gears of War. Yeah, and I beat it... I want to say faster than a normal person would beat it. I mean, how far did you get?
I played for about an hour after I got the Hades weapon.
That's like... Near the Tower of Delphi, I think?
With past the snakes? Delphi, yeah. I'm in the Tower of Delphi, looking for the Orb.
Oh, that's like around almost half the game, pretty
probably.
Much. I beat it the game clock was like under 7 hours. And that's even with the Trials of Archimedes, which you never got to. That's chapter 28. It's like these,
So there are 27 chapters?
30 chapters.
30? Okay, so yeah, I get to like 12 or 13.
Yeah, the trial.
Halfway of the game.
Yeah, it's all right, it's good. I don't know.
Was only halfway? I was hoping that, there would only be 2 or 3 chapters more. Because I was like, I got all the weapons, okay.
And then... Yeah, but you hadn't fought any of the Furies except the first one.
Yeah, well, you killed the
You still
one.
Need the second and third one, which
there's
is...
There's only 3. I thought you could, take them both out in a cutscene or something.
You pretty much do take them out in a boss battle, but not a cutscene. Well, actually, yeah. But towards the end. You still need other stuff.
Alright, what else can you tell us about the game?
Oh, looking multiplayer is awesome.
The multiplayer. I really wanted to play the multiplayer.
The beta was fun. And they fleshed it out perfectly. Well, no, I'm not gonna say perfectly, but they fleshed it out more so in the actual game than the beta. Like the beta, they had you can only choose between the hammer and a sword, and then only 2 gods. In the actual game, you get to use a spear and stuff, and the other gods are unlocked.
Okay, see, that sounds cool.
Yeah, it's good. All of the gods have different weapons and abilities. Zeus is It says for magic and, evading, running away, close. And Poseidon's, for team base, the medic. What I said was, that Ares is, the heavy gunner. Hades is, the sniper class. And Zeus is, the specialist. And then, Poseidon's, the medic.
Okay, so that makes sense.
Man, and there it's alright if you're fighting within, your level. But if you fight
do people just, rape on higher levels?
Oh, dude.
Are they, OP to the point where it's, not fun to play
anymore? No, they're OP to the point where,
Taking them down just feels like the greatest accomplishment they've ever achieved.
It's fighting. It's beating the game on a higher difficulty, which I have. I've taken down dudes that are, probably twice my level, or not 3 times. And, so the main story of the game, spoilers.
Spoilers.
Spoilers, because you already don't know that Kratos kills his family by himself. But yeah.
Oh, word?
Yeah. This one, it explains why he wants to kill Ares, basically. It explains why he wants to kill Ares, which...
But wasn't that explained in God of War 1?
But it fleshes it out. It actually, like, it has this...
So it turns all of those flashback cutscenes into a game.
Yeah, kind of.
Okay.
Except all of those are still... All the flashbacks that you see in God of War 1 are still before.
Yeah, he wants
so to they can make Ares. Another, like, Kratos the General game.
What yeah, but it wouldn't be... It wouldn't... I don't... No.
I don't probably a could, God of War strategy game sounds to me more interesting than what God of War is, like,
that
is
would
right,
be,
is right now.
That would be cool, but I don't think they would... I mean, what would they would fight...
Just everyone, they're the
and then
Greeks.
They would and then they would get to the limp to the barbarians, which in the game fuck them up. But I don't know, like it's how can I explain it? I can explain it so perfectly when it's like I'm not on mic, but yeah, like Sorry, dead air.
Dead air.
I lost my thought, my train of thought. Let's see. So yeah, like I was saying, he it shows him. In a time 6 months to like a year after he kills his family, so it shows him like a more human Kratos, which you don't usually see at all. Like yeah. He's like not always angry. He's less like the least angry in this game than in any other game. Like in 3, he was just he was the monster that you guys like to
fuck with.
Base him on.
That's why I like 3 so much is because I feel like Kratos is like the most characterized in that because. He's not really, like, tried to be made human. He's just this being of, like, anger incarnate, and it's hilarious to watch.
Well, yeah, he fucking tears off people's heads and cuts the dude's legs off.
Yes!
And in 3, and not in 3, in Ascension, you see him as he's breaking down. Because Orcos is the daughter of one of the Furies and Ares. They actually have, like, this in, like, deeper story to that game. You'd think that Ascension is just, Kratos before he kills wife, the Furies after him.
No, I saw.
But they explain
like,
it, like...
The dialogue between, who is it? Between Kratos and, like, the messenger of the Oracles at the beginning.
Orcos?
Yeah, like, that was interesting.
Yeah, he's the daughter of Ares and...
Is the daughter?
I mean, son of Ares and one of the Furies. My bad.
Is the Lady Man.
Yeah, I was thinking of Calliope.
He's the Lady Man. He's like made of tar and he's got these golden rocks in him.
Oh, yeah, those are the oaths, the Amber Stones that are made for the prisoners that break bonds with the gods. Yeah, the story for that is that Ares was trying to make a warrior, like to breed a warrior that would help him overthrow Olympus before Kratos did it. But, like, not for anything,
but
it's just for vengeance. Not
but, like, he meant for Kratos to be that, right?
Yeah, he meant for Kratos to be that and after, then, like, his son disappointed him. Like,
then he made it happen, and then he just killed everyone.
Yeah, well, in a way, he was successful, even though he ended up costing him his life.
That's how it works, though.
Yeah, well, I mean, in Greek, like, when everyone kills...
Like, if everyone... Hitler wanted to make, like, a baby Hitler, and then, like... Baby Hitler over to Big Hitler, but that was because that's.
Oh man, can I take it to the side really quick on Hitler and the Nazis?
Because they made Baby Hitler destroy regular Hitler.
Hitler made Baby Hitler destroy himself. Like I was saying,
so the Nazi like split into like Baby Hitler and pro Hitler.
Baby Hitler's regime and then the fucking Third Reich.
So pro like the pro Hitler Nazis, they were mourning the loss of like so Hitler, so they built a mecha Hitler to overthrow baby Hitler.
Wow, this is
just gonna slowly deteriorate.
Yeah, we're gonna cut to a break here.
Into Hitler Fest.
Yeah, and we're back from that little break.
Yeah, mecha Hitler.
We needed a breakaway from that tangent because it would have been half an hour on Mecha Hitler.
I wasn't even done.
Fest is done.
Explaining what our friend Alex said.
Joseph Stalin is the winner.
Well, how did he? Quick switch. How did he play a hand in Mecha Hitler and Baby Hitler?
How would Stalin play a hand in like
their defeat?
In their defeat?
No, that's well, the thing. Like, Stalin would be against the entire Nazi regime. He would be like pro communism.
He's against all forms of religion. Making them baby.
How would he? How do you think he would use his communism?
No, well,
combat make a Hitler.
He wouldn't combat them until like there was a reason for him to combat them. He would. He wouldn't just step in when he saw that. Oh, Mecha Hitler is fucking up the rest of Europe. But like, if Mecha Hitler started training on Russian ground, then he would have like.
What if he did? Just
he
would have
sent the KGB and like their military dogs.
But I was thinking. How is Stalin with his bare fist gonna beat Mecha Hitler? That's what I was thinking. Not just why would he go into war, but how would he beat
them? They're the communists. They sent Sputnik out into space. Like, they have the technology. They have technological means to combat Mecha Hitler.
I like that. It's like, how would he fight him barehanded? They sent Sputnik into space. James, if you could hear James's head shaking right now, is James, quick, do the orgasm.
I can't. He ruined it.
Twitch, go.
No, you're talking about God of War. Oh, yeah. Like, going narrative-wise.
God damn it, James. Wait, quickly. Before I discuss any further, James, describe God of War. All of it. Just.
Okay, everybody ready? It gets pretty in-depth. Kratos is angry. He kills people. Alright, are we done?
That's it. Yeah, well, we're waiting for you to finish. Alright.
That was really emotional
there. Dude, did you almost tear up?
Did you see the part where he was angry?
Oh, dude, like, how could I miss that? Anyways, like I was saying.
You almost paid $60 for what you just learned.
That commercial was really pretty, man.
You do. What commercial?
The commercial for God of War.
The one where he kills his child and stuff, which he disintegrates into his
hands. Yeah, that one.
I cried a little.
I mean, it even seemed like a movie. Like, it seemed better than the actual game.
Okay. Oh. Okay.
Wow, that shit was hateful.
I don't know, guys. I think I'm just going to go play some soccer. Because right now, that shit just...
Even I've heard from that.
Who's got the soccer ball? Where is it?
Michael, I really want to talk about, like, how you feel about there only being one weapon in God of War. Like, one primary weapon.
Oh, I was fine with it. I mean, I do miss, you know, the Cestus, the what's it called, the Nemesis Whip, and like the Claws of Hades. But it's alright. I mean, it's good that he didn't get more weapons, and he just got powers for, like, the blades. Because, I mean, it's kind of more like the first one. Because the first one gave you the hammer and the Spear of Destiny, which wasn't, you really never even used those in the second game. And in the first game, you got the Blade of Artemis, which is just a huge sword, which also, again, barely even used.
Well, I don't know. I used it. I thought it was really different than the chains.
The Blades of Chaos?
Yeah, the Blades of Chaos. Like, that sword, like, feels really different when you're using it and has very different uses. And that's sort of why I like there being more than one weapon.
Yeah, like I'm saying, like, a sword would have been cool, but I like the sword that you pick up in the world. Like, a sword that you would have in, like, multiplayer.
Yeah.
You know how good that felt? And, like, it feels
better. Yeah, and they were all really different. Yeah. Like, the hammer feels different from
and
the sword.
And each of them have, like, a different, like, special move to it. So, like, really define the combat. And I that's what I would have liked, actually, in the game, is if they would have had like a sword, not just a world weapon you could pick up and it would like break off or something. It's like something cool stuck in that bottle.
Oh my god, yes. Oh, for those of you listening, it's my birthday and I'm drinking a bottle
of Jack. Happy birthday, Twitch.
Happy birthday, D.
Yeah. Alright. Yeah. No, I was fine with the whole fire, the ice, the
see, that kind of bugged me because I felt like there wasn't that enough of a difference between them. Like, there wasn't...
Oh, my gosh.
There wasn't enough of a moveset difference. And, like, they had... There were mechanical reasons to want to use one over the other. Because sometimes you want health. And sometimes you just want to, like... You need red orbs and you want to level things up. Mm-hmm. Like, wanting more magic, I could see, like, being kind of useless for a while until the end.
Well, was it, like, magic...
the whole infamous, like, form of elements?
Or, like, they didn't really do anything?
No.
Because in Infamous, like, I didn't feel like they did anything.
Just to a certain extent. Like, yeah, I don't think they didn't really change the game in any sense. Because
I actually felt like that it was a nice change. It was like in the first game where you would get the magic one by one. Mm-hmm. The only thing I did, like, I kind of was, like, thrown off about is that you had to level up that part of the weapon all the way for you to get the magic. So, like, it only went to 3, but each of the other ones go to 5, and once you get 5, that's when you get the magic. And by that time, you're already at the end of the game, pretty much. Like, you're close to finishing the game. So. Basically, it's like concentrating on one or two, because you try on all of them, you're not going to get one. Like, I almost got them all. I got all the magic, but I almost, the relics, like the Amulet of Ouroboros and the... Yeah, not...
Wait, Resident Evil?
Not the Resident Evil. Nah, I mean,
oh my god.
Yeah.
What if Wesker came out of nowhere? What if Wesker came out of nowhere and started fighting friends?
He just
volcano. Girls would just come back from that. Yeah. Just fucking die in Hades and come back, crawl out of it. Never
hear Jake would just also smith from the back. And their hands would meet in the middle of the craters.
That's a really.
And they would have like a father-son handshake in the middle,
and Kratos would be their connection in life. They will always be known as their shaking hands through prayers.
Two men joined by anger.
Two men joined by a god. Oh, that sounds pretty cool.
This image is stupid as it is.
It's kind of, you know what this image is kind of as stupid as, is like, how can someone get shot with RPGs in a volcano and live?
Because he's fucking Wesker, dude.
Yeah, dude.
He is.
How can that happen, Twitch?
The right to be
say,
how the fuck does the Master Chief?
How does the Master Chief?
Because he...
No use explaining it, James. No one knows.
Because he fights aliens and he doesn't afraid of nothing.
Do
you need any other reason?
No, not really. Back to the dying topic of the story. Of magic, not the game.
Oh, okay.
I did feel like they were unnecessary, like, to have put the magic away so long, like, to have locked it away for so long.
Was irrelevant in the other?
The weapons in their games, except the third one, they're really not useful. Like, you really don't need to use them. In the third game, yeah, because, I mean, Cestus are coming handy when you're fighting enemies with the shields that have the Onyx on them. Or, like, the Nemesis Whip to get the combo meter high, to get rage and stuff. Or the Claws of Hades, just, you know, pretty effects, I guess. I don't know. I played the whole game, and there's really nothing. I took the weakest weapon, I think, of all the games that, like, are, like, something that has to do with Hades. Like, the Claws of Hades, they're, as cool as they are, they're really not that... They're kind of passable. The Hades power in Ascension, it's also that way. It was cool, but, like... It was so much better, the effects to the other weapons than for that one. Because, like... For one, like, when you do the square triangle where he smashes the blades on the ground, for, like, all of the other ones, like, the fire, they make, like, an explosion. And for that one, like, a hand just comes out. Then when you level them up, they, like, or when you have rage meter on, they are... they have a more, like, variety of, like, effect that they do. But the Hades one, it stays the same. Like, you have the rage, and all it does is the hand comes out of you. But the hand comes out. For, like, the Zeus lightning, I guess, just for that one weapon.
No, lightning, for Zeus. That seems pretty cool. Like, you fire that slow-moving order of electricity.
And then when you have your rage meter on, and, like, you do the combo, like, when you hit the ground, lightning strikes. And it, like, explodes and, like, hits everyone else. And, like, with the ice, that, like, it causes three pillars to come out, and, like, it'll freeze them if you're lucky.
Yeah, I love using the ice powers, but only because, like...
You like the sound it makes?
No, like, I thought that heavy-hitting, heavy attack, where, like, you send out, like, the trail of a spike of ice.
Yeah, yeah. Like, that one's good.
That I felt, like, that was really slow, and then, like, because you get more red orbs, like, killing enemies, I was like, why do you ever want to use any other weapon in this?
It's pretty much comes down to, like, the fire and the ice, right? And, like, the lightning is cool, but then just the Hades one, that was, for me, kind of, like, not a letdown, but just, like, something for me to not put too much attention to. Kind of just ignored that. That was, like the weapons for the first two games were, like, they didn't matter. Because, like, seriously,
there's only, like, one really, like, gratifying weapon.
The Blades of Chaos are, like, your main weapon. But, like, you mean, like, ability? Effect that the blades have?
Okay, what'd you say?
That there's only one, there's only one weapon, and then you unlock, instead of different weapons, different, like, elements for the weapon.
Quite right.
doesn't seem like it's weird either. It just sounds like...
No, but I mean, you get, like, there's different enemies throughout the game.
It's like one gun for a game, but then, oh, here's another gun.
Yeah.
It's sort of like that.
Well, not really. It would be more like, here's this gun, you can put this thing in it that makes it like a semi-automatic, or like, this is a single fire, but it's much stronger. Like, these are explosive rounds.
But,
so it's sort of...
Like, there's no other gun.
Yeah.
This gun is just adapted to all
things. Yeah.
Basically, yeah. I lost my train of thought.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, that's, I mean, those are good, like, again, but it just comes down to fire, I think, right? So, that's, and the one thing, did you ever freeze anybody in that game? And try to break them?
Or, like, by freeze, do you mean just make them glowy blue?
Yeah, like, were they, like, just incapacitated? Like,
yeah, I mean, a lot of people glowy blue.
But could you break them? Did you ever break them?
No, I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, because if you, when you get the magic for that, and you freeze them, they get frozen.
Yeah.
Completely. But, like, breaking them is such a pain in the ass. In the first game, when the Gorgon would freeze the enemy to stone, you would just hit it, like, twice, two or three times, and they would shatter. And, like, every other game after that, like, you've had to, like, attack them. You would have to attack them more than what it would take to kill them than, like, in the stone, for the stone to break. So it's like...
Is Ascension just easier than the rest of the games?
Actually... It's more challenging because I feel like they make Kratos stumble more. Like, you get overwhelmed more in this game than in any other God of War.
I feel like it's way easier to get, like, your combo number way higher, way faster.
Oh, yeah, I mean, with the Zeus, the magic you get, if there's three guys that you're fighting, you can get, like, 100 hits off just those three guys.
Or, like, not even that, like, the beginning of the game when you're going through and fighting the
Hecatompies?
Yeah. I can't even
answer the word.
But when you're fighting him and you're in like all those like platform fights, super easily I would get to like 67, 68, 70, 80 plus combo.
Yeah.
And like in the other God of War games, I would get to like 20 plus and then lose it because I got hit.
Really? I feel like in this game it's harder to get higher because like you don't have a parry like you do in the second and third game. Like, your parry is, like, you have to time it.
Well, you have a parry, but yeah, it kind of sucks.
It's not like the Golden Fleece, which is, like, best for the second and third.
I don't know. I think the best parry is... Well, the best parry so far I've ever played in the game is the one you could buy in Bay
Night. Oh, no, but I mean, like, in God of War. Yeah.
That is hands down the best parry.
Side note, did you know I only played that game, like, the whole game with the samurai sword?
Really?
I didn't know how to get any of them.
You missed out so much.
I saw, like, they were so cool, like, all this crap, and I only used that one time.
The Tonfukas.
Never, how do you get them?
The claws, like, both sets of claws. You get roller blades, no, you get ice skates that freeze enemies and let you move around faster, because you just skate through the level.
I didn't even know that. I just used the whole game with the base stuff and just the sword.
I thought you came on hard and you unlocked laser pistols to replace your regular pistols.
Oh no, I want to play the game again. Well,
can you pass it with just your base weapon? I guess it's like kind of like Pierce. I mean, it was unknown Pierce, but.
Yeah, I mean.
You still feel. You,
I that like defeats the whole point of the game.
It's not that I wanted to, it's like I just had no idea. I was lost in the game. I didn't play it again. It feels like I played that game years ago.
Like that game was so smart in learning from what other games of the genre do well. Like from DMC4, the way Nero has the art that brings enemies to you, they give you a whip that does that.
Never even.
I know, when I played the beta, because it was still good and perfect, I felt like I was just playing girl version of Devil May Cry. With less cutscenes and more playing time.
Oh, riding a missile, what was that about?
Oh, man.
Then riding a god into the sun, that was pretty cool too.
Oh, man, punching God. Punching the soul of God out of her body through the solar system and into the sun is how that game is.
Yeah, you didn't know that? No, that game was dope. James has a look of just...
That's a pretty good ending. This,
yeah. And then there's like a music video.
Yeah, you
lie. I saw the whole
like
thing.
Like a stupid music video at the end. It's like a Beyonce dance number. With like Bayonetta and Sean and like angels as like the background dancers. Yeah, and they're all doing the dance at the robots in Vanquishing. But yeah, back to God of War.
Oh yeah, so
it deep down, I didn't even play story. It just got played. Okay, so let me explain it just a quick explanation to James, since he keeps thinking it's about anger.
I don't think it's about anger.
You man.
I know it's about anger.
You do. All right, so Kratos is still reeling from the death of his family. He's being hunted by the Furies.
James is making, like, his fingers into angry face eyebrows.
Right now, they don't even look angry. I still see your eyebrows. angry mouth just. Angry. Yeah, you don't look angry.
This is bad for radio.
Yeah, we'll post pictures. But, so yeah, he's still really...
the video portion of this?
Yeah, we don't have a good enough webcam. That's a lie. We do. I just don't
know how to say it. Okay. Oh, we knew that. Anyways. What about this table?
It's not long enough so that we would be able to, like, see all of us in a comfortable position.
Or maybe if we were alpha class time, we can actually. I mean,
okay, let's get back to God of War.
God, we've been had so many. This is how long have we been going? It's a long chapter from the game.
Maybe 20, right. Almost 30 minutes.
So he's still reeling over the death of his family by his hands after being tricked, and he's hunted by the Furies. The Furies are trying to get him to come back to them. Like he's trying to escape, right? And they're trying to get him back so that they can follow through their plan with Ares to take over Olympus. Orcos, the son of the Furies and Ares, realizes what they're doing and tries to and warns Kratos, and he's helping them. And then the typical, "I'm gonna kill this person," in a glorifying way, and then towards the end. I would really have to find me in person. I'll tell you the game. Anyways, let's change topics to...
Okay.
I don't know if
you got it. Oh, yeah, I played the new Tomb Raider.
Far Cry. Okay.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
I played most of the new Tomb Raider. I haven't beat it yet, but I might eventually rent it again and, just play through it.
Talk about the parts you did.
Okay. So, yeah, this new Tomb Raider is really different. It's way more Uncharted than old Tomb Raiders are, but it's closer to Tomb Raider than Uncharted was.
I mean,
and
Uncharted never is like, I want to be.
No, Tomb like it really is. There's a lot of.
I know it is. The game's called Tomb Raider.
Yeah. But it's not just we're gonna be Uncharted because Uncharted was modern Tomb Raider.
it's really different. That's
what
Uncharted was trying to do.
Indiana Jones.
Yeah. Like Indy when he was young. And then there's fucking Shia LaBeouf shit.
No, Uncharted. Uncharted is all about great writing, winning characters, and lots of back and forth.
Nate, no!
I played the beta for free.
Uncharted 2, I think, is
You keep playing games?
One of the best
player shooters. I played the beta for free. There was some fun.
Two is a really cool shooter, being so vertical, where a whole bunch of third person shooters are. Here's plane, here's cover.
Oh, and
get behind cover,
do stuff.
In the monastery where you see the building get blown up and then.
Yeah, and just running through the city, the city section, you would think, oh, it's the city section, there's gonna be soldiers running at me, I take cover and shoot at them. No, you can climb up the ruined buildings that tanks have blown out, and it's super scripted, but in game, so no matter where you are, there's going to be a tank that blows a chunk out of that building. And, you could not be in that building. You could be in that building and then be blown.
That time
when
you
have no cover.
That place. That time when you're in the building and it falls down and you're inside it.
Oh, that was cool. Yeah. But, yeah, Uncharted 2 was cool. And Tomb Raider is... Tomb Raider is sort of like Uncharted, but... I don't know.
More violent?
Oh, my God. Way more violent. Jesus Christ. And, way more...
Because it's real.
Yeah. Well, no.
It's raw. It's gritty. Real.
Oh, yeah.
It's real dogs from the streets.
She really did grip me as a character.
No, she didn't. I didn't play it at all.
Just trying to explain.
What are we talking about?
I don't know, dog.
Okay, I'm going to start all over again. Yes. Tomb Raider is a third-person action game. It's not platformer so much anymore, but there's a lot of platforming in it. And all the platforming is way more actively engaging than it is in Uncharted. You don't just hold up to climb up. You're constantly timing jumps. You have to jump into the air,
then like hit a certain button to bring out like your pickaxe so that you grab
onto it and play while. It's not like Assassin's Creed games where it's just one button and does everything.
It's definitely not. It's almost closer to like Mirror's Edge platforming. Especially when you're like, especially when you're wanting to platform like in an action sequence.
Assassin's Creed is so platforming.
Dude, you know what game is a better Assassin's Creed at climbing than Assassin's Creed? Infamous.
I still think Assassin's Creed.
The fact that on Infamous you just go.
That makes it better because you have to push buttons
up the wall without ever touching it.
Okay, my bad. Infamous 2.
That's why, like, even the Savage was way better at that because you're gonna just keep going.
Yeah, God damn it, James! I play Tomb Raider. Well, not really.
I have a Tomb Raider, but
it's really cool. And once you start unlocking like combat abilities, like combat becomes really fun.
Yeah, she's
great.
Like,
combat in Tomb Raider has always been really shitty. And like in this game, there's like a really cool dodge that works in a way that's actually useful. Like you can get.
She stumbles.
Yeah, but like you sort of like stumble in like any direction you want. You can stumble away, or like you can like sort of do a little curve hop like behind someone to get a shot off.
Hmm.
And then you get these really cool like melee takedowns, and you get melee takedowns with every weapon.
I thought they would really interfere with each other because it's like just dodge and try. I mean, for all of them. That's what I like when you
first like
a Riot Shield guy.
The game.
I really thought it was just going to be. I really didn't know which was going to come up first. That or the finish or throw the dead in his face. But he did go to the QT.
Yeah, like, I thought it was kind of shitty that, like, the later, like, combat abilities you get are just, like, action QTEs. Because at first, like, the beginning, you literally, like, have to dodge around guys to avoid fire. Then, like, you get that really early upgrade where, like, you can dodge and then like toss dirt up into their eyes and they'll like stun a little bit and like get a shot off him. And because it's Tomb Raider, like I was sort of what the fuck is this game the entire time? Because I was expecting to like Tomb Raid, not like walk into a cave and climb up to a treasure chest and then have a message pop up that says Tomb Raided.
There's a pretty short tombs.
There's more tombs in Far Cry.
Yeah.
In Tomb Raider than any tombs.
Yeah, it was like a one puzzle thing.
It's
one puzzle that doesn't take much sophistication to solve. That's
But yeah, that's Tomb Raider. I'll probably talk about it more when I play it.
What I was gonna say, you know how the climbing? Another thing that kind of was like, it's not a big deal, but it kind of like got to me in God of War is like the Assassin's Creed thing, you only use one analysis to climb. Not you don't have to press X like in other games. I was like, oh, okay. He doesn't automatic. You have to like steer him. But like, I don't know why they have to make it easier.
Well, there is a lot of that in God of War section. I found boring in the platforming section. You just like push up until you get to the gap and then push X.
I don't know if you played 3 in Dante's Inferno. Dude, Dante's Inferno, man, was a fucking awesome game.
God of War totally ripped it off.
I played that shit so much. No, but like I was saying,
I'd rather
do that game.
She was movies the whole time.
And then she gets cut in between movies. No, like I was saying, there was no need, because in other God of War games, like in the third one, in that part where you're chasing after Hermes, there's like sections where he blows the, like, the bridge that you're running on and you climb it. He blows it up. He doesn't. Sick. He blows it up, and you have to climb. You have to press X like to jump. You don't just have to steer. And that's got to me. It's like Uncharted does it good too. You have to actually like you don't just steer.
Was it like QTE kind of jumping? Or
no, this was like
if you jump at the wrong time, you're just gonna.
No, this was like if you see a ledge that you can climb onto, you have to press the button so you can jump to it. Like the jumping's still there. It's not like I'm just gonna.
You're just gonna go to that.
Yeah, like, with my bare fingers, I'm gonna climb up this. I guess we'll take a quick commercial break.
Okay. Okay, and we're back from the break, is gonna sound really short, but was much longer in actuality.
We should have given away.
I had a threesome.
Yeah,
vocals working.
Yeah, and the only difference between the first half of the show and this half of the show is that now we have Ricky on.
Hello!
And James Rizzo might occasionally chime in.
And we're chilling with Golf Wang, Tyler the Creator. I lied about that. I wanted to make it interesting, and I didn't.
Oh, and James died.
Also, James is just like
car crash,
doing his driver's ed thing, because he's like 34 years old and he still doesn't know how to drive.
So we replace one James with another, and at some point, this might get really confusing.
It's gonna get real, son.
But enough of this formality.
I got drunk.
BioShock.
It is a burn.
Oh yeah. I don't like the end of BioShock.
Okay, why? Does it matter if I say which end? Or, like, just all of it?
No, it doesn't matter.
Before you go on, Ryan was actually Walt Disney, just to let everybody know. Continue.
That just changed the whole game.
Oh, my God!
I mean, think about it. He was Walt Disney.
Oh, my God.
What your kind of...
Oh, my God.
There's too much, like, alcohol in their levels right now.
Oh, my God. Dr. House? Dr. House is Ryan also?
Dr. House?
Yes. Mr. House.
Hugh Laurie's voice is magical, but he changes it for American Dollar.
And he's in 101 Dalmatians.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then Stuart Little?
What the fuck is going on right now?
Okay, BioShock.
Which
okay.
one?
One.
One. BioShock.
The good one.
Oh!
Fuck you, because no God of War was good.
BioShock 2, great. Like, is probably mechanically better than the first one.
300?
I'm not talking about awesome that right now. War.
Yeah.
I watched
through. No, but just, like, my favorite part about BioShock is definitely, like, all the non-gameplay stuff, like the atmosphere and, like, Rapture and all the writing.
It was totally
but I stopped liking, it, like... I feel like after the Would You Kindly, like, they sort of rushed to finish the game because all of a sudden Fontaine became this, like, idiot when the entire game, like, he was... Fontaine is very clearly a really smart man, but you end the game by, like, shooting at him in between boss phases, and, like, that just doesn't seem
fair. Oh, okay. So you didn't like the...
I didn't like the fact that, like, there was a boss fight. Like, when you were fighting Fontaine, it would have been...
Oh, okay. I thought you meant you didn't like the endings, like how each one of the endings kind of went
through. Well, the endings were alright, but just, like game-wise, playing the game, like, after the Would You Kindly thing got kind of repetitive, because after that, you went down into, like, the industrial works of Rapture.
The underbelly of Rapture.
Yeah, and then, and then, like, going up to Fontaine, and there was that fucking super frustrating, like, little sister hallway where you just had to escort her to the end, and every time she died, you had to go back to the beginning and do it again.
Oh, yeah.
I heard a lot of people, like...
And, like honestly,
say that part was really hard. I can't say anything because I played that game on normal and hard. I never got to play it on Survivor. But I played on normal and hard, and both of the times, like, that was really easy.
I think the whole thing of the game, though, is you start off with the sweat of the brow of the common man, and you end with the hubris of this Fontaine guy. So I think it was trying to take it from a metaphorical standpoint, and that's where they fucked up the mechanics of the game. But I like to look at that a lot, especially in first-person and third-person shooters, is the idea behind it. Not so much the actual mechanic, but the spirit of the game. And with Fontaine, they were trying to say hubris because he thought he was a living god at the end. The boss fight
at the end, he spliced himself into.
Yeah, the boss fight was lackluster. I'm not going to deny that part at all. But I think the writers were trying to make a point with that.
God, he just blew my mind. Holy shit.
Yeah, James.
To drink really more,
good.
Dude.
James is really good at games.
Drink more.
Oh, but like every aspect of games, James is really good at it.
I think I might add to the whole that boss battle because Ricky and James were over when I beat it the first time. And remember?
I just
ran up to him with the wrench.
Yeah, he was just beating the shit out of him with the wrench.
And it did nothing?
But he continued to do it.
I would try to use all the guns because, like, especially the gel cannon? Or
the flamethrower with the the nitro,
the
whatever that was called.
Like, that was my... But yeah, the flamethrower is my favorite thing in the game because... Well, mostly because of the electric gel. I love, like...
Oh, yeah.
I love ghost-busting Big Daddies to death.
Okay.
Who are you going
to
call?
I have to ask you something. With BioShock 1, at the end there was a boss, and you didn't like that. Does this mean that... Did you get to the end of Bioshock 2?
I haven't played Bioshock 2
yet. No, it wasn't so much
like,
the boss.
I have the PC version, and, like, it runs crappy on my computer, so I've only ever gotten to that first underwater section.
Because, like, at this point, like, it's pretty sure that at the end of Bioshock Infinite, there's going to be a boss fight against Songbird.
Sure?
I'm pretty sure like that might be a thing.
Are you sure? Because Ken Levine is the M. Night Shyamalan of video games.
Exactly. So I'm not sure, but I'm leaning towards the fact that towards the end you're gonna have to fight Songbird in some like.
I've read some really interesting theories that tie into like things that like he likes to get his writers to do in games, and like there are certain patterns, and like some of them are made very clear and obvious and. I don't want to talk about them because I want them to be wrong. I don't want them to be recorded. But, like, if it follows this pattern, then I would fucking love Bioshock Infinite.
But again, it wasn't the boss fight that set him off. It was the way it was set up.
Yeah.
Because you have this guy who is masterminding every piece of your life, and then at the end
he just sort of throws it
off. Oh, okay. So you mean
like brute force.
Oh, okay.
So basically, like in Arkham Asylum, when Joker takes the Titan Venom, just gets big just for the sake of having a boss.
Yeah, that was...
Instead of uppercutting him, and boom, that's it.
Yeah, it's like if in The Dark Knight Rises, Bane had orchestrated the whole plan, and at the end, he's like, here's a 9mm, Batman. Do your worst. You know, like, I get where he's coming from.
I can't do the voice. I did the voice, like, that was one of the first things we ever recorded on the first show.
Oh, yeah. Only when my game is complete do you have my permission to play.
Dude, Bane's in here. Oh, crap.
Yeah, that's sort of why, like, the last, like, the back half of Bioshock, not even the back half, like, the back 20% of Bioshock is the reason why, like, it's not one of my favorite, like, forms of interactive fiction ever.
You know which one got me, though? I liked how they totally ripped the characters. Like, even the girl who was it Olga something Russian, was making the little sisters do things, and then she felt sorry for her crimes.
Oh, Tenenbaum?
Tenenbaum.
She's a German.
Yeah. Like, okay, German. Sorry about that. But, yeah, she made the whole game, like, character-oriented, and that's what I got into in Bioshock. Like, I didn't like the whole Fallout 3 dungeon thing, even though it didn't exist yet. Like, the green, you're going in, and it's dark, kill enemies, loot, stuff like that. And the character writing is what made it really good for me. I mean, with Tenenbaum, you just see a total change of pace. She's like, well, I was trying to do this for the good of humanity.
And then it fucked
everybody over, and I'm sorry about that. I mean, she what was cool about it is the character writing was just...
We can all admit Bioshock was bad. There's just some things that were...
Bioshock is... In fact, Bioshock did some really cool things, like, for being a PC game that was sort of, like, reworked for consoles, that, like, I'm surprised other games don't do, is when you go into the advanced options of the game, there's, like, a little box you could check that, like, removes the limiter on the frame rate, so that, like, all the textures and, like, all the visuals of the game start working, like, double time, and the game becomes, like, as good-looking as it can be on the PC version. But the problem with that is that once there's a lot of, like, movement going on, the frame rate falls to shit.
Mm.
But, like, if you, like, go into, like, one of the more, like, visually impressive scenes or, like, areas of the game where there's not going to be a lot of enemies and you turn that off, like, the game looks fucking beautiful. Like, I think the lighting engine is even, like, bumped up a couple levels.
Oh, like, I was going to say that about... I was going to say about Ascension. You didn't get that far, but when you assemble the statue of Apollo that Archimedes is making... Man, that one section where, like, the camera's, like, look just, like, the camera's off in the distance and it's looking up at the statue as it's being formed because you're using the Gem of Ouroboros. God damn, I was like, this is in-engine. And it looks fucking amazing. I was like, god damn. It might be bad, but that game does not look bad at all. Like, you're so...
I don't know. I thought, well, up until what I got through, like...
I mean, the no-clip
engine. No, like, it's impressive, like, scale-wise what they're able to do with the engine, but... the entire game, I was sort of, like, turned off by the textures on everything. But, I don't know, maybe because I rented the game, I got, like, a shitty disc or something, but I got a lot of bugs while I was playing Ascension.
I know, which is weird, because I haven't had one bug in that game, like, at all. The only thing is that you remember God of War 3 when you guys were, like, telling me all that shit about going to jail? Remember I showed you, like, before the minigame?
Michael went to jail for a very long time. Like, in God of War 3, we were, like, counting all of the things you were doing, like, illegally and, like, sinfully. And we were, like, racking up years of prison.
He had a number, like, on paper.
Dude, but he had racked up quite a couple thousand years in prison.
You remember that shit that were, like, before the minigame, where the, like, with the buttons and shit, the music minigame, where, like, I was like, dude, check this out, and, like, I jumped on it at such an angle, he was like, and he just kept, like, he kept stepping on it. He was like,
yeah,
a
blur. Yeah, yeah.
I found that in Ascension. No, but I couldn't keep it, like, in as perfectly as I did in 3. So I was like, oh, well, that's the only thing I found, like, with the game. Was like
Ascension is a map, right? In Call of Duty and Zombies?
Yeah, it's the second DLC.
I knew there was,
Isn't there also a map in Halo or a map pack?
Yeah, reason. Map in Halo. There was a reason why every time there's, like, God of War Ascension, I'm like, why is Kratos fighting zombies?
That would be fucking awesome.
But I was just, like, combining two.
He just fights the dead corpses of all those gods he killed again.
Yeah, that would be cool, because, like, for a straightforward beat-em-up, I think, like, my biggest gripe with God of War is that, like, it's never too mechanically, like, sophisticated. Or, not even that, because it's definitely impressive, and it's better than all the God of War clones. Like, it's why they call all those other beat-em-ups God of War clones. But I feel like from God of War 1 to 2 to 3 to Ascension, like, even including the PSP games, there hasn't been enough of a leap between games to make, like, a big impact in, like, This is a step forward. This is God of War being, like, the same. This is God of War being the same thing now it was to, like, God of War 1 when it was released.
God of War 1,
like, essentially created a genre of games.
Yeah, the QTEs, like, all that shit was, like, no, it was before God of War, but it wasn't as highlight. Like, oh,
when it happened, like, in God of War, like, QTEs into gameplay, things like that. Like,
well, I mean,
giving you some interaction to, like, a big spectacle.
For God of War 3, the thing is, was, like, oh, the Titans, because, you know, you fight the Titans in the beginning, and then you fight that Kronos. Oh, that Kronos battle was so good. Like, but that was their point. They're like, oh, you're fighting the Titans and the gods of the game. That was their, like, main point. You know, you're
like, that's the thing. I feel like now God of War is trying to show off on, like, they're trying to show off what their engine is capable of instead of, like, the sort of things that their designers could think of.
Uh-huh. They're playing who has a bigger dick with their engines.
But the thing, like I was saying, like with Ascension, like their driving point was the multiplayer, because that's what they revealed first over anything. We didn't see anything like any single player, like aside from like a trailer or two, like or just snippets until January of this year. Like,
well, that is true. Like, there was
you seem disgusted at his saying snippets. Mm.
Wait.
Fuck, James, you talking shit.
We got off of BioShock already?
Yeah, well, no.
The one thing I wanted to address is BioShock was failed communism, and if that wasn't propaganda enough for you.
Wait, what? Like, yeah. As in,
well,
the common man.
Oh, okay, so you're talking like the Rapture.
Rapture itself was failed communism. Well,
not like super. It wasn't failed communism because, like,
well, it's like real communism. Because man was a piece of that communism.
Yeah.
Like, Ryan.
No, but, like, there's that one dialogue, like, one piece of dialogue from Ryan where, like, he specifically addresses his gripes with communism. Where, like, the sweat of your brow does not belong to society. Like, it belongs to the...
Yeah, but then what is he covering?
Is a man not entitled to a sweat of his brow? No, says the man in Russia.
No,
says the man in Moscow. It belongs.
Yeah, I'm saying
to everyone.
Yeah. I'm saying Andrew Ryan was a communist, and his communism failed because, like, that speech you're just saying, it doesn't belong to the man. It belongs to, and then he tries to make a point that, well, every man's work should go towards him, but in reality, all of Rapture went to Ryan, just like Stalin, and just like the other Red Powers before him. You know. And that's what I'm trying to say.
I'm assuming, like, if you look deep enough into it, you could just go, like, with the fact that maybe it all just ran to his head. Like, at the beginning, he was trying to do the whole, like, okay,
he was trying
everyone's
to create,
going
like,
to
the
do
the ideal individualistic society.
That's what I'm saying. But at the end, it was just like, wait, fuck that. I just want it all.
That's what I'm
saying.
It was like another example of communism.
Yeah, so I see what you're saying.
Incarnate.
Yeah.
You know, there was communism propaganda.
Superpowers. Huh?
Oh yeah, you're Stalin.
Did you see that video I posted on your timeline? The People's Mario?
I never look at
this. You should look at that video.
That video was like years old. So.
Yeah. That was like on the early days of New Girls. I was like,
yep.
Okay.
Oh god.
Well, I wanted to make a point with you, like with BioShock 2. Yeah. But Snapper, you've never played BioShock 2. Dude. Watching what?
Snapper, this is audio. If you're watching this fucking podcast, I love you, man. And I will be buying Battle Block Theater.
Okay. Were you also put off by the same thing that he said about the end of BioShock 1?
No, honestly, like, I don't dissect games as I'm playing them. I'll look back on them and be like, oh shit.
Exactly.
Like, you're laying in your bed and you're like, wait a minute.
Wait, was it real?
Lorenzo's a really good game player because he dissects as he's playing it. And me, I'll dissect it when I'm talking to friends, having a beer, or getting ready to go sleep. And I'm like, wait a minute. You know? And then later on, I'll discuss it. But Lorenzo's good because he catches that as it's happening.
Okay.
Well, but that's also why, like, I can't enjoy a lot of games and why, like, I will defend certain games to, like, the death.
Well, see, my brain has developed the evolutionary skill to enjoy the game and then dissect it.
Later?
Yeah.
Like,
not Alien Colonial Marines.
Not Alien First-Class Space Colonial Marines.
It looks good, like, but then...
It looks so good.
It fucking pulled the shit out of me.
I put those $54 into better use.
Yeah, and then there's like an entire... There's an entire commentary on... Why do you not have that?
So me and Commander Shepard are having a drink.
Sincere Five.
Me and Commander Shepard are having a drink, and then these guys come in with guns, and I'm like, yo, I'm Vega, and then they're like, yo, Vega died, and I'm like,
These are tears.
Whoa! Twitch has got one of the best.
Okay, well, what I was going to ask Twitch, but now I'm going to ask you is, well, you said you weren't put off by the end of BioShock 1. Because at the end of BioShock 2, everyone said, oh, well, there wasn't a big boss fight like there was in BioShock 1. And that
people
really
sucked. People complained about that?
Because at the end of BioShock 2, it's just you holding off the splicers and the big daddies while Tenenbaum fixes a... while Eleanor fixes up the bathysphere so you can get out of there.
Well, you have to remember, I'm not saying people are dumb, but most gamers have become accustomed to the movie storyline or the storyline. Like, you have your fucking drama, climax, solution, and then end.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, definitely. And in fact, like,
you want the roller coaster emotion.
I was reading some conversations online between, a developer and just, like, the people that follow him. And the dev was talking about how game development companies are sending cease and desist to the Let's Players on YouTube because they're putting footage of their game on YouTube without their permission first, then like they're clearly approaching the game as like this game was designed to be watched as you're playing it instead of like this game is something you watch as you're playing. And, like, if that's a design philosophy, then, like, you're making a mistake from the get-go.
Yeah. One of the biggest things I like is the fallen hero, the Greek tragedy, the Roman tragedy, whatever. And
God of War? Just like that.
Yeah. God of War, Max Payne 3, Gears of War 3. Like, I mean, when we lost Dominic Santiago.
Oh, God.
I cried so fucking much. I'm like, dude, I care about this guy. And then they put Jason, and I'm like, I don't give two shits about Jason. I wish he would have fucking died.
It wouldn't have been.
So what I'm saying is, I like when a game progresses itself. And then Max Payne 3, he's like, you know what? I'm getting old. I'm losing myself. And at the end, you got a happy ending because he fucking finished his mission and he was able to sleep. And you know, but the whole time he's giving you this narrative.
Wait, Marcus?
No, Max Payne.
Okay.
No, Marcus at the end of Marcus 3 is
at the
shot.
End of 3 is the favorite moment of Gears of War. Like
could you see this
character? Like, better than the feeling of shooting people all through Gears 1, 2, and 3. Better than, like, any sort of, like, contrived story beat that's happened. Whoa. Better than any boss fight. Just the broken and battered man sitting on the beach at the end of Gears of War
3. Real talk.
You can feel he's human.
Real talk. I had not played any of the Gears games. Like, I hear they're good. But I saw, like, it's like, great. I was talking to Sammy, and he's like,
great.
You know Sammy, he loves Gears of War. He's like, dude, look at when Dom dies. I was like, okay.
Well, I don't know if he said that, but
I saw it, and I was, like, tearing up. I was like, man, I don't even play this game. But, like, when Marcus, like, He's like, I can get him out. And she's like holding him back. I was like, bitch, you fucking let him go. You let him get his best friend out of that thing.
But,
and then later his dad dies. I was like, man, there's just no end for this character.
No, I love when he saws Myra at the end and he just gets closure. But then he's sitting on the beach and he's just reminiscing. And I'm like, you know what? This isn't a gay character anymore. This is a man that I've grown up with. This is the person I can relate to.
It's like, just,
no. I've known this man since I was a child.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, you know what? I bought an Xbox to know this man. And I bought another Xbox to know him further, and I'm happy with that. I can deal with that.
Wait, there wasn't a Gears of War for the original Xbox.
No, but maybe his Xbox.
No, no, like you get the Xbox, the original, and then you get the new slim. Like I got
the white and black.
Yeah, white from black.
Okay, I told you guys. I didn't tell you, James, but I'm pretty sure you can make something up on the spot. Something I wanted to talk about.
Wait,
were talking about. About that alien game that you were describing earlier.
Okay.
And then I realized, okay, next time we have to have a segment. A game we've always wanted to play.
Oh, that's easy.
Like, fiction. Oh, okay.
No, just like, whatever. Like a game that you wish existed.
Mario Land 5.
Gears of War, Asphalt Fields. People versus People, Civil War, Overfield. That would have been such a good game. I don't know why that wasn't the next step.
Before the Locust
attack? Yeah, before the Locust invaded. Or you could have even done it half and half. People versus People Civil War, Locust invade, and then they join up. That would have been such a good campaign.
Is it,
and then the multiplier is open to every character.
Yeah, that emotion.
Doesn't that happen in in Judgment?
No, I don't know. I don't care about Judgment.
It doesn't happen in Judgment. Takes place after Emergence Day, so you're fighting Locust.
Yeah, you're playing as Baird, right?
You're playing as Lieutenant Baird.
Yeah. Yeah, and with Cole as your as
the
your
cool
dog.
Thing I like that the
like that's get probably the Cole why, train, like, baby. The one Halo game that will like narratively be my favorite
is ODS2.
No, it's like the Halo the story of like the original development of Spartans and how they were created to combat
that
like,
would
yeah your face
yeah,
James
the innies they
yeah.
fight the innies
yeah
that would be cool because. Master, you see Master Chief's human side before it existed. And then what?
You mean before it stopped existing?
No, no, before it existed. Because it sounds weird to you, but he was a kid, he cared about his squadmates, and as he saw them all die, he decided, I'm a fucking man of machine. I'm something that's made to win the war. That's it. But then he gets Cortana, and he says...
It's reintroducing that...
He's a human again.
Well, James is back.
Hey, dude, get back in this conversation.
And I love that. I love at the end of Halo 4 how he says he wants to be decommissioned because Cortana's gone. But they did the same thing Mass Effect 3 does. The ship became human. Cortana becomes a fucking thing that can touch other people.
And oh, yeah. For that brief, like...
I like Lorenzo's...
30 seconds.
I like Lorenzo's take on it, too, that humans are the ultimate enemy, but I really think in eventuality we're going to see the Flood come back even stronger.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit. Super Saiyan Flood?
I need to see...
HD Flood. Super HD
I
Flood.
I need to see... the Gravemind again.
Oh, the Gravemind is cool.
I need to know why the Little Shop of Horrors was in Halo.
He made Cortana.
You know what could be like mechanically
rampant.
Fun to fight?
That's
like flood infected Spartan force.
Mechanically fun. Because we already have a game type like that.
Does he just make
I never played that game type in
before. They sound like
music.
Yeah, they make like little bubbly noises. It's like,
which type?
Can I have one?
When you play Flood.
Sure. Dude, go for it.
When you play the Flood type game type? Yeah, like when you're running, they're making weird bubbly noises. They're.
They literally
screaming.
Sound like turkeys. Like, I swear to God, if you ever go turkey hunting, we're gonna be like, what?
Let's go turkey hunting.
No.
Get us some Thanksgiving.
You pull out your knife.
I'm not going. That's on the other side of the year.
Let's bust out.
Okay, so.
James's
was God of War.
Gears?
Gears of War. Before Gears of War.
Asphalt Fields. Like, I read the books and I was just like, where is this character development in the game? The same
Asphalt
thing with
Fields.
Halo 2.
That'd
like,
be pretty fucking cool.
The whole book.
You read the books and you're like, you know, Master Chief is way cooler than Halo 2. Like,
and you?
Is actually the game I've always wanted to play.
Well, the thing that gave me the idea was that alien game of yours that you talked about.
No, actually, I'm not going to use this idea because it's like game dev idea. But a game I've always wanted to play is sort of like a game where, like, throughout the game, you
you sort of like gain abilities and weapons and shit, but like for the sole purpose of platforming. Like, you learn attacks for the sole purpose of like using an attack to like get you up higher.
Did you say that was a rating game, that Dust?
Dust Force is a lot like it, but it's just like a 2D.
Like, oh, you mean like 3D?
Yeah, like I want Shadow of the Colossus meets like Devil May Cry.
I eat only ramen like this. That's right.
Yeah, I want Shadow of the Colossus meets Devil May Cry, but like in a world as dense as like a Dark Souls.
Jesus. You know what I would figure you and James would want, like a Skyrim game, but like a Pokemon. Like a Pokemon game that's like open world Skyrim. Like, I haven't even thought of that yet.
I'm pretty sure somebody at some point thought of it, but they were just like, nah.
Nah, but there's a...
No, it exists as like indie projects that got a whole bunch of cease and desist from Nintendo, like the Pokemon MMO. That was live for a really long time a few years ago.
Oh, well. Hey.
You?
Fucking, that hurt? Oh, you're gonna sneeze? Oh. Yeah! Bless you. You
covered this. The point. I know, I went too low.
I want to go back to my answer, because, like, that thing that I described felt really, like, cheap. Like, oh, this plus this plus this to give me this. No, like, a game I would really love to play, I just realized, is a game that, like, teaches you... like, all the mechanics, and there's a whole bunch of visuals involved. Like, you're a character, and, like, you push these buttons, the character does this, and then this, you're in these scenarios. Then as you progress through the game is ripping apart visuals to the point where, like, the last level of the game is only a whole bunch of visual cues that clue you into the mechanics that you're, like, a part of.
The new Ninja Gaiden. That's what I think of when you say that. I played the demo on Xbox, and I put it on the hardest difficulty, and I was so pissed off.
This time, was the topic earlier where James was showing us a hit, and then the guy fighting an armadillo.
Oh, fire armadillo, that shit's ridiculous. Especially on fucking hard, that shit, like, fucking horribly reeks you.
Or you know what else would be cool? This is a Zelda game where, like, the final section, or, like, the section getting up to Ganon, was you using all of your weapons in, like, a level-traversing way instead of a fighting enemies way just to get there.
Nice. That'd be pretty good.
He's got like his fucking sword, the shield, the arrows, like everything in it on him. Just like,
oh. Yeah, like if you learn how to like use your shield to like knock back attacks, and then like you realize throughout the course of like 10 hours that like when you knock back an attack, it knocks you back like 5 feet in a certain direction if it's like a perfect parry, and you realize that like the only way to get to that other platform is to like parry away from this wall and get to that place.
Well, come in.
Yeah,
it's more like a, like, just literally.
You bounce yourself off the wall with the shield.
It's not so much that you wait for the wall to attack it, that'd be stupid.
You, Mako?
Like I said, Wario Land 5. Like, man, where the fuck did Nintendo go wrong with Wario Land Master Disguise? That game was good, the visuals were great, but it had nothing to do with, like.
Shake him up?
With, like, what's up?
Shake him up?
No. I mean, like, on the handheld.
Oh.
Like, Wario games on the consoles are. But like on the handheld.
Did you play that one on the Wii? That looked like
it was, but again, I was like, man, because it wasn't like. Again, it wasn't like the way it's supposed to be. Like Wario Land 4 was perfect because it had like 32 or whatever the fuck bits, and it was like badass. It came out 12 years ago, and I still play it to this day, just over and over again.
So like, you would want to see?
I want to see
Wario Land 5.
Yeah, like literally Wario Land 5. Just like straight up.
You just did that.
Oh, that's cool. No, but it pooped. Oh, it pooped out a piece of metal. And that you put it in your finger.
You, Jimmy, is there a game you've always wanted to play?
I wasn't done yet.
Oh, fuck you then, Jimmy.
Fuck. No, just kidding. Yeah, just a bigger game, like just more levels than the 16 that there were in Wario Land 4, like, I don't know, maybe give me 100 levels, just all fucking badass. Fucking
Christ,
like,
man!
You wanna play a fucking game?
They could make it.
Fucking minigames all day.
No, not fuck the minigames, I mean like a game, make it like, put it on the 3DS, 3DS can handle a really big game, and fucking handle
Rizzo. I wanna make a game that's probably 100 levels long.
I wasn't being serious, I'm just saying like a long game.
Yeah, so all like the residue just goes.
So Wario Land 5. Go, James.
I played the game I wanted to play when I played Shattered Memories.
Pretty
much fulfilled everything.
So, James already went. She was the first one who went.
At the time of Modern Warfare 2 coming out, there was this rumor that you could customize your character once you hit a certain level. I remember so many Call of Duty fans went crazy over that because for some reason it hadn't been introduced yet.
When you say you customize your character, you meant calling cards, what they're wearing.
Change the guy you're playing as. Change the fucking sunglasses he was wearing. It was a big rumor on the internet, and everyone was behind it because they were like, you know what? It's about time they did it. 3 games later, here we are, and we still haven't seen anything close to that. Like, sure, your guy changes based on what perk you're using, but people want actual customization. And something that's bringing that to the table is the Army of Two Devils Cartel, where you can actually customize what's on your mask, what your operative's using, and how effective they're using it. And I mean, I don't see why a conglomerate like Activision can't do that. You know, they need to listen to their fans again. And that's what I like about Treyarch a lot, is they've been listening, but they've only been taking things that make the actual first-person shooter game that much better. As far as cosmetics go, nothing. And that's what I've been waiting for, is a Call of Duty where you can customize your character.
Well, you would figure that Treyarch would get on that, because Treyarch, I mean, they're a developer than Infinity Ward or Sledgehammer Games, I mean... People play their shit a bit more than, like, Modern Warfare 3 wasn't that great. It was good, but I mean...
I like the story more than the multiplayer.
Yeah, I'm on that same boat with you, because, like, I like the story for what is going on. For
they put cards in
Call of Duty, like, the story.
I didn't play enough of the campaign to say that, like,
I think Twitch just went to sleep. I don't know where he went.
No, because, like, Black Ops Store was badass. Modern Warfare 3 was cool. Like, it was like an action movie. Like, every level that you played had, like, this big action set piece to it. And that wasn't bad. I mean, some people, they complain, oh, dude, it's just explosions.
James, are these yours?
My work shoes.
Oh, yours.
Work shoes. But, yeah, like, I mean, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But, I mean, they could add to it a little bit.
Sit here now. My butt hurts.
Yeah.
All right. A game I've always wanted to play is an MMO, and I've had this written down somewhere since I was like 12. It's ever since I saw that last part of Matrix Revolutions, where the Sentinels are swarming into that part of Zion, and they're like the what are they called? The Big Mechs kind of things.
And they're like...
And they just shoot, and like, that's all it is. I've always wanted to see that. It's just a multiplayer game where you do that. Where, like, the Sentinels swarm in, and then you shoot at them.
It's a horror game.
Yeah, but like that. That specific one. I want to see them make that last part of Matrix Revolution into a game.
I have good and bad news for you. It exists, and it's called Second Life. Sorry.
I'm gonna go look for it.
No, it's not a game. Second Life is really just like... God, what the fuck is Second Life? It's a social network, but like the interface is like a game, essentially.
Wait a minute, I think I might have heard about this a fucking long ass time ago.
Yeah, it's like really WoW, but with no quests. It's just like you make an avatar and the world exists.
Did you ever play the ARG for I Am Legend? Because that was Second Life. That's all it was.
I'm scared. There are these realms. I'm
scared of the internet.
So. Yeah, there's these realms in the internet. I have no idea.
Okay, so I'm back. What were we talking about?
Oh, yeah, we're just saying,
through, games we want to see.
Yeah. Okay. And James has yet to give me an answer.
He said he already played it, so...
I played my dream game when I finished Shattered Memories.
That's not what I asked. I asked for a game you've always wanted to play. Like, a game that doesn't exist that you've always wished existed.
Shattered Memories pretty much filled that hole.
Okay.
Really?
It was funny. It's psychological. Like, you never feel overpowered as a character.
Because there was like no fighting.
The environment is... First of all, the whole, like, going into nightmare mode. Like, the entire change of scenery and how things just, slowly progress to shit. I mean, even, like, the build-up to the end of that game was good.
Metroid Prime was a great game.
I can honestly say that James, like...
Hates his podcast.
James is done with video games.
James is what?
James is done.
No, well, I mean...
Well, which James? Jimmy or James?
Jimmy. Okay, Jimmy. Even though, like, I wish he had a better answer, I can, like, back him up because I saw him play through Shattered Memories, and
And he was just...
You put my heart and soul into that game. There was like one moment where, because of Bricky, I fucked everything up.
It's true. When I was trying to get real life super zombies.
No, when I was trying to...
What did you do?
You got to a point where it was like, choose things that are like... that are like sexual and asexual. So we just started putting everything in sexual because we were fucking around.
Wait, like he's talking about shattered memories.
And he's like, oh, this is sexual. And took down his fucking death. And then I was like, sexy if you feel like it.
You know what? I forgot to include a good Jurassic Park game.
Far Cry.
Oh my god, no.
Man, Far Cry had dinosaurs? No. Expansion, DLC.
Wait. No, so, even
better. Remember we talked about this when we were playing Fear 1. The Velocity. Oh, fuck. I had a vision of like, okay, Isla Sorna becomes overrun with raptors.
A or B?
The one in 2, that's A, right?
I think it's B and 2.
Yeah?
And 2 is B.
Well, okay. Overrun. Oh, no. Yeah, overrun with velociraptors.
Okay.
Like, they kill everything else.
All right.
Okay?
Makes sense.
And, like, because of all the...
pack animal.
They go around, fuck shit up, you know?
Because of how smart and how, like, great creatures they are, they just start, like, slowly but surely, they're, like, working their way off the island. Like, one or two has been spotted on shore. So, like, what they do is they hire a group of, like, special forces, I guess you could say, to go into the island and, like, start in the center and work their way out. Oh, and, like, shit. Just take care of all the raptors. But, like, every time you die, like, you... Like, let's say you start off... You start in the center, and then, like, okay, you get to, like... Like, this far off the center. And then you die. They send another squad in. You get there, and, like, the raptors may or may not have already taken back that spot. And so, like, they we were talking a lot when we were playing Fear 1 about the AI in Fear 1 and how fucking scary it was that AI was so good. So,
They communicate. They're aggressive.
Yeah. Exactly what he just said. So I was thinking, why don't they make a Jurassic Park game where the raptors have that AI? And that's where I started thinking, like, okay, then they start scheming. It's like, eventually it'll be dark. And then, yeah, you have your night vision goggles. But then you see one there, and then you're like, oh, fuck, there's 3 more to my left. I know it. And then you look to your left, and there's 4 there, and then there's 3 behind you. And you have to, like, coordinate your squad. To be like, okay, we all need to be looking in different directions. When you call out, make sure you, like...
So, RTS at this moment?
So, you call out, like, you tell them, okay, call out when you see something.
Cool. Battlefield 2 was like this.
Yeah.
And the battlefield that was set in the future.
So, like, you tell, like, your squad tells you, okay, there's 3 here.
Yeah.
But eventually, like, if you die, then the raptors learn. And then they're like, okay, so they said this. As soon as we hear them say this again, let's just fucking rush them and kill them all. So after every time you try something new, the raptors will learn.
Man, that was a point where no amount of complex...
And then the raptors eventually take over the world!
No amount of complex plans would ever stop them.
That would be an awesome, like, go-op. Okay,
and then, like, eventually they just nuke the island.
I'd be happy if they just use the model of AI for the enemies and fear for more enemies. Because I have a feeling that, like, those enemies weren't, like, set to respond to, like, the character, but, like, to the environment.
That's what they did with Resistance 3, because in Resistance 1 and 2, the Chimera were stupid. Like, when it came to the environment, they didn't know what the fuck to do.
Oh, in 3, they're jumping
so
over
in 3,
shit,
they like, were actually, like, they were more responsive to the environment, but they were still really stupid. Like, there was no strategy behind the Chimera.
But it's reacting to what's around
here. Gears of War you play, whether it was 1 with the campaign, 2 with the horde, or 3 with the campaign and the horde, the fucking grenadiers, dude, they were ruthless. Oh, they knew when your blood was low, and they'd rush you when they knew it. They'd be like, here's my shotgun, you're gonna fucking die. Every fucking time, dude, as soon as they saw that omen coming up, they're like, sharks in the fucking water. They're like, I smell blood, let's get it.
That's just the thing, though.
Those guys inspired Fear of the Grenadiers. I didn't care about the Corpser. I didn't care about Rom. I didn't care about Scourge. The fucking Grenadiers.
The only thing that got me and fucking James, every time we would play Horde in Gears 2,
Blood Mounts?
Yes. Oh my god.
They run the game on your and shit.
Do you know who rides the Blood Mounts?
Fucking Grenadiers.
It's just the fact, like, once you take them down, you're like, okay. Like Jim, the guy's off, so now it's just the beast.
Like, Jimmy, then would get, like, three rounds in, and they would be like, oh, fuck, here come the Blood Mounts. So we find, like, a little place to fortify, and then we'd be like, okay, put the shields down at the entrances, like, so they have to come in through the windows.
Over and kick it down.
Fuck your shit, man. I got this fucking gun here. And then you're dead. That's it.
That goes into, like, my best Gears 2 experience was, like, my first Gears 2 experience going over to Frank's house and playing it. And, like, not knowing anything about the game, and he's like, oh, let's just start, like, a horde on, like, the hardest difficulty. And I'm like, okay, this sounds really cool. And it gets to the point where, like, we're holed up in one of the corners of the map. And then, like, I see a blood mount coming down for the first time, and I'm screaming, what the fuck is this? And then the game's over.
Yeah,
and there was, like, nothing you could do about them.
You get that moment
To this day, I don't know how to approach a blood mount. Do I kill the blood mount first? And then, like, have to deal with a grenadier that's, like, a fucking bloodthirsty shark? Do I deal with this fucking grenadier first and then have the blood mount run after me because I just fucking killed his master? So now he wants me dead? So every time, I would just be like, James, just throw grenades, man. Just throw grenades everywhere.
Yeah, take one at one. Just start, like, shooting. One person shoot the grenadier, one person shoot the blood mount.
Me and Joshua, one would go Lancer, one would go shotgun. We hit the guy in the face. And then we pop the fucking blood mark, and then Josh would hold his chainsaw as the guy's getting up and
You guys had your shit together. We freaked the fuck out.
Because Josh was like, I'm going to wall bounce. I'm going to fucking pull off two pieces. What are you talking about, man? What do you want me to do with it? He's like, pull that trigger and then shoot the motherfucker. He's like, we'll get through this, man. We'll get through this.
Yeah, they definitely run the game on the characters. Oh, the
fucking blood mounts.
Yeah, those are terrible. And then the fuck, who else was right? Stuff?
Did we get to your game?
Yeah.
Warrior Life 5.
Okay.
The Mauler? The guy who, no, not the Mauler. Yeah, the one who would drop the grenade.
Oh, yeah, and then, like, wait, in Gears 3 or in Gears 2?
In Gears, I think he was in 3.
In 3 is the one where, like, the grenade, like...
No, he'd swing the chain around and...
Oh, yeah.
That shit's annoying, man.
Fuck those guys.
You never got a shield, he'd just go over it like that.
And pop your ass like that.
Yeah, dude.
Shit's annoying because
literally your ass would pop.
Oh yes,
it was
like
a grenade.
There's just
and then in Judgment, if you get to that guy, he not only has that, he has a spinning shield that reflects all bullets. He's like overpowered to the max.
Shoot him in the knee. Hope he falls.
Scourge is the guy who's like a predator, right?
Yeah, he looks like Predator with two chainsaws.
Okay, that just sounds fucking awesome.
The only annoying thing is, like, those fucking tickers just like...
Oh, yeah, like, all of a sudden he's on the roof, and then you're like, okay, what the fuck do we do now? And then you start exploding because there's tickers everywhere.
Like, when did it become, like, a thing for those enemies to be, like, in-game?
You're like, he's dropping stalactites. No, there's stalactites. Which one are they? I don't know which one is
the ones from the ceiling.
The tiny enemies that die really quickly... But they swarm you and then explode.
Oh, the tickers are from 2?
No, just like in all games.
Oh.
Why?
Super Mario Bros.
You always gotta have small enemies.
The little mini Goombas?
Yeah.
The ones that fly in, they're like, I can't jump! Galactus is gonna fuck me up, man!
I'm pretty sure those exist in multiple forms in Dead Space.
Oh yeah, you have the Necros
in Dead Space,
who
it's basically
explode.
The babies.
You have the little ones who crawl on you and explode. You have the big ones who pop and kill you with one shot. Stasis.
Oh, and then
stasis
they have the... No, isn't there the ones with the arm that, like, the arm explodes or something like
yeah,
that?
Like,
yeah,
like,
the
any
one
part
that's
that's
carrying
orange, they're going to explode. And you just stasis everything.
Just cut that shit off all
you're,
the climbing
you're
out.
Like,
oh,
no,
sure.
See, the thing
why
I would do is
games,
TK, explosive things.
Enemies that explode on you?
So the explosion would be big.
Oh, look at
that.
The
worst part
of
the Dead Space 3 was the actual mounted climbing.
To fuck over
all this, you have rocks
like,
falling at you,
just
blowing guys falling at you,
because
your guys with guns coming at you.
It's
terrible. And then
you
have your
use
teammate
in
on the left where you're like, don't cross wires. Cross wires. We'll go up. Switch.
You have Dead Space 3?
Me and Josh have it. We were playing Co-op.
I want to play it.
co-op. I want to play it so bad.
The co-op is really fun, and then there's these parts where your partner's going crazy, and you're like,
what's this guy doing? Is it scarier now?
Awakened is the scariest fucking Dead Space I've ever played, but it's a DLC.
Have you played? Do you have it?
Yeah.
Fuck, I want to play it so bad. Like, your next day off?
It was.
What's your next fucking day
off? One and
two
were scary, but, like, honestly, three was the scariest.
Two was scary as fucking.
One was pretty scary.
Yeah.
One was scary because
it was new. Like, you're like, what the
fuck? It just sucked because you're, like, walking and you start migrating and you see these two moons, like, in Bloodshot, and then you turn around and there's a guy behind you trying to saw your fucking hands off, and you're like,
the fuck?
Like, get away from me, cult leader. I don't want to join you.
And then in Gears 2, you get to be Iron Man.
I found Jesus.
You mean Dead Space 2.
I don't
know
Dead Space 2.
You said
Gears.
Dead Space 2 is fucking
first shit. Dead Space 3 was pretty cool because once you go to the co-op, you don't feel scared. But once you play Awakened, you're feeling even more scared.
I'm just like, what the fuck? I haven't all this confidence.
Yeah, you're like, dude, my partner's right there, but I'm still
terrified. Oh, yeah, because of the new
back-to-back
and Zeus DLC.
Wait, you don't
know but he's over there fucking freaking out, huh?
Space.
It's pretty cool.
Space.
Marcus 2.
Just so that Twitch can hate it.
We're rambling.
I have nothing against like all of the fiction in God of War. Like it could exist all at once, and like I will just ignore it because I know it's just like a thing that I can't enjoy and other people love.
I'm the only one here I think that loves God of War.
No, well, Sean was here. He loves God of War.
I love God of War as a story. I don't really play the games at all, to tell you the truth. I like the story, like, the fall of a Spartan, and he tries to rise up, and kills fucking Ares.
Yeah.
Like, that one's crazy, like, a man kills a god,
then becomes a god, and then kills all the other gods.
That's the part that got me, I was like, you can do anything, kids.
Kratos killed the fucking gods, you can do anything. Kratos is your motivation.
Well, I mean, then you turn, well, yeah, it's like, oh, we're all demigods, because...
Because
Zeus,
we are all demigods because there are no gods.
Yes. Because Zeus fucked everyone.
I just love that Kratos uses anger so constructively.
I wish I could use my anger as constructively.
All I do is go to my room and be like, oh man, if that guy was this guy and I was that guy,
then I wouldn't have this problem.
I'd be happy.
Like in Ascension, he's like, I'm gonna kill the Furies. Oh, but first I'm gonna construct the fucking Wheel of Kira. And you do that just to get to Ascension. It's just
like 30 seconds.
It's like, and you rebuild like a bunch of stuff. Like,
so Lorenzo, how do you feel about the actual Metal Gear Solids or the Metal Gears?
I've never played any of them. I've always I've been into the narrative, and I'm on the side of people who have never taken them too seriously, but enjoy them for being, like, off the walls, batshit insane at a certain point.
They were insane, but after 3, I kind of just say my dissent, like, he lost his mentor and his mother. She wasn't technically his mother, but, I mean, just the fucking metaphors that went to that was crazy. 4 was the one where I could take the batshit craziness in. 3 was the one where I took it serious. 2 was just, like, a game, and, like, because I was pissed off that Snake wasn't in it for the most part. And then 1 was just like an action game for me.
You play as Naked Raiden.
Yeah, that's
dumb. I don't know, looking back playing that section in 4 where you play like the first level of 1.
That was awesome.
Playing that like now and like trying to put that into the context of like a game that came out in 1998 is fucking insane. Like Metal Gear Solid, I think, is a series of like where the core games are gonna like just revolutionize things that games could do in those genres.
I loved Metal Gear Online so fucking much, and then they shut it down. It was so
pretty
cool.
Fun.
I love this.
But yeah, Metal Gear Solid games are ridiculous and
obviously
and great.
I've never played
like really good and like one thing that you really love Metal Gear Solid, so I can like actually sort of like find an answer to this. I don't understand how people say, like, this is, like, really Metal Gear, and, like, this isn't Metal Gear, if, like, from one game to the next, they've been completely different games.
The reason you can say that is just, like, the motivation behind it. Like, when Kojima puts himself into it, you can tell.
But Kojima is, like, insane.
He is.
Didn't Kojima say he was going to stop making Metal Gear games after 4?
He's been saying that forever, but I think he loves it.
Yeah, he loves it to death.
It's bread and butter. Don't fuck with it.
It's just bread and
no,
butter.
No, I get where you're coming from. Like, every game is different from the next. But I really think 2 will go down as After Revenge of Sing, I think 2 will go down in infamy as the game no one wanted to play for the first half. 2, I'm going to admit to you, 2 was harder than any of the other Metal Gear games I played. When you had to play as Raiden, sneaking around was impossibly hard, especially on the hardest difficulty. And then when it got to Snake, it was a lot easier, but like I'm telling you, that game was just fucking hard. I think 2 was like a skill barrier for everybody. And I like 3 because it delved into the whole psyche of being Snake. Like, you realize what he lost, and you realize the clones that were right after him. And you realize, like, oh shit, Solid is just like his dad.
But yeah, like, because 4 is the only game I ever played, like, I had no gripes against Raiden. So, like, Raiden fighting, like, geckos and, like, carrying a battleship, like, up on his sword when he has no arms left. Like, that's fucking awesome! Like, stupid awesome! That's just kind of insane! And, like, that is why when I found out that, like, they had handed Metal Gear Rising over to Platinum, I was like, yes!
Two makes Raiden look like a pussy, and 4 is where he got badass. Oh, yeah, and it just comes out of nowhere. Like, but the thing like, is like, apart. If you play 1 and then Kojima tells you, you know what? Revenge and Sing was supposed to be about Grey Fox. You're like, oh my fucking god. The original Cyber Samurai? The guy who...
Doesn't he get crushed?
Yeah. The guy who saved Solid Snake's life? It's the guy who made this series possible? He was supposed to have his own game? What the fuck happened? No, but I gotta...
Well, I thought it was pretty cool how, like, even though they got away from the philosophy of that, Platinum was at least, like, cool enough to, like, the... What Kojima had in mind to make, to make the Cyborg Ninja, like, a DLC skin and you get his sword.
Yeah, like, to a degree. But what I'm saying is, like, I have nothing against Revenge thing. I mean, I won't play it. I don't like that it's not story-oriented. Thing is, like, I just hate that Kojima says, I wanted to make it like this. I didn't have enough time to make it like this. And that's what pisses me off, is, like, I missed a game he could have made. Or a game that someone else made. And I have nothing against the other game. I'm just saying, like, I wanted what Kojima had in mind from the get-go.
Yeah. I sort of felt that with, like, the Darksiders series and, like, reading interviews with them. Because, like, every game that they developed was essentially, like, putting everything they could into one game. And then, like, the next game just being, okay, we have this base so we can, like, finish putting everything into it. And, like, it's just this series of things, and then now, like, that studio is never going to make that series again. But, like, I have a feeling that, like, Darksiders, like, 3 or 4 could have been, like, a really awesome game that, like, could make people rethink, like, why the Zelda series exists anymore.
And that's what I'm happy about Phantom Pain. Because he's revisiting Big Boss. A lot of people.
Ground like, Zeroes and the Phantom Pain and Joaquin.
Exactly, dude. Like, he's revisiting all
of them. Oh, what's his last name? Mulgrim?
Mulgrim? Yeah. Kojima?
No, well, like, I thought Mulgrim was like an anagram for, like, his Project Ogre. And, like, that's what the Phantom Pain is.
See, Moby Dick, and then. Two?
Oh.
It's Moby Dick.
Moby Dick Studios, Joaquin Mogrim, The Phantom Pain. And, like, it's really just Hideo Kojima given, like, full reign of PR and, like, creating a fake studio, a fake development head that's been in interviews and, like, is stupid enough to where, like, it's a guy whose face is wrapped in bandages. And it's so off the walls that, like, people in internet forums are trying to figure out if that guy is CG or not. And it might be, like, Hideo just doing, like, viral marketing for his next-gen, like, engine. And, like, saying that this guy who looks like a real guy in interviews is just, like, an in-engine asset of, like, what their next engine is going to be able to do.
Awesome.
Damn.
Yeah, Hideo Kojima is fucking crazy.
This time he didn't just like to drop it.
We're getting close to an hour.
Okay. What else? I can't think of anything else I've been playing of note because I've been playing a bunch of Vita stuff.
I've been playing Far Cry 3 a lot.
Been doing Max Payne 3 recently again. I gotta tell you, the fucking multiplayer curve is just ridiculous. You either get good or you die. That's all there is to it.
video games.
There's no in between.
No, like really. Like either they're owning you or you're fucking pumping lead into them.
Oh, I was shooting at the wall, I wasn't really.
It's gonna be really fast in Anarchy Reigns, which is probably still like a super awesome game that one day I'll maybe be really good at. But until then, I don't want to play the multiplayer because everyone got way too good at that way too fast.
Right. Touch, you want to use these last 5 minutes to talk about how fucking, what's it called?
Birdland?
No, we already talked about that. Defiance will never be a game.
not that, okay, so as of recording this, like, I've had a solid day to play some of the Defiance multiplayer beta. No, not the Defiance multiplayer beta. The beta for the game that is Defiance, because the entire game is always connected online, and there are always other players in your game, even if you're doing the campaign. But,
it's connection right there.
Yeah. No, but, like, it's just this game that I know, like, no one's gonna fucking buy it, and, like, the servers will get shut down soon. And it's, like, it's also going to get bogged down because it's connected to, like, a sci-fi show that looks like shit, and it's probably going to be written like shit. Like, the title screen looks like Fracture, like some shitty shooter that came out last year that I only remembered because James brought it up earlier today. But, like, it's such a cool game. Like, it's not, like, groundbreaking for people who play games on the PC a lot, but, like, it is a console game that just doesn't exist because it is a fully functional MMO, like a giant online connected game, but like on consoles.
Is it exclusive to PS3 or
no? It's going to be on everything.
It's not the MMO we need, it's the MMO we deserve.
But yeah, no one's going to buy this game, it's going to tank. Like, I just know this. Like, no one is going to buy a stupid game with a stupid cover called Defiance. When, like, Gears of War is on the shelf next to it as a new release.
Nobody's going to buy
and
that.
And BioShock Infinite is on the shelf next to it.
No one's going to buy Judgment. Because I live in a world that exists.
But like, go and sabotage all their... Yeah,
I'll be like,
hey,
guys,
like, I feel like there are other... No, but, like, it's a sci-fi... Like, even if it only exists, like, as Defiance because it's a sci-fi property and, like, the sci-fi network has, like, given the studio, like, the money to make the game. Like, why didn't someone get the, like, PR smarts to think, like, we're sci-fi, we own all these other IPs that we can make this. Like, we could just, I guess the reason why it couldn't be a Star Wars game anymore is because they, like, switched. Like, they could have cut a deal with LucasArts and said, like, hey, this game could be, like, a really cool use of the Star Wars IP. Like, you could use this to gain hype for Battlefront 3. Or, like, this could be, like, a really cool Battlestar Galactica game. But no, it's this, like, weird game that looks like shit, and it's poorly written. But, like, it's just so refreshing to play. It's a giant Borderlands, and I know people eat that shit up.
Oh, you... giant Borderland shit-eating people.
Like, not even that Borderlands is shit, but, like, it's a game that follows, like, it follows the design doc of, like, PC games that have existed since the 90s. So, like, why is this game not something that was designed to succeed? Because, like, looking into it, there's always trailers on the Sci-Fi Channel for Defiance, and, like, They market it as this spectacle shooter that's akin to something like a Gears of War or like maybe a Mass Effect. But they should be marketing it as like a big Borderlands or like a more...
The Call of Duty killer.
No, it's not. It's nowhere near that. It's more
it's just
like...
Fun.
Yeah.
I was watching...
It'd be closer to like a more arcadey Battlefield.
I don't know why this guy's making fun of cancer. That's the only thing that's going to kill Call of Duty. People with cancer.
And on that note, I think we should end this. We're at 30 seconds out from reaching an hour.
So how long was the last bit we did?
So total, like, maybe 30-40 minutes. And then the bonus...
Are you gonna put any of the bonus shit up there?
Maybe. I'll have to do a lot of editing.
Okay, well, for now.
Any last words to throw in to the pot?
Almost gonna platinum Far Cry 3.
Also, God of War, Chains of Olympus is the only God of War game.
You should ever consider yourself.
No, it's the only God of War game. But Dante's Inferno is the best one.
Dude, no one's gonna buy Defiance.
But you know why?
Defiance, this is...
But no, I mean, of course I know why, because I might be like one of the strongest backers of the game in the world at this point, and I'm not gonna buy it. Because I know that game is gonna just die. It's gonna be dead in the water. And, like, I honestly don't want to spend money that I really can't spend on something that's only going to survive for, like, a week. Because that game is its community. And that game is going to thrive. Like, it's only going to thrive if the community is big enough. Because if there's only, like, 10 people on a server at once, it's going to be kind of pointless.
No, that wouldn't.
Like, the fun in this game is, like...
whatever that we just pulled or something?
What the fuck? No, like, the fun in this game is, like... driving out, like, I'll put it on right now so you guys can, like, all play or, like, watch, but you just drive out, there are, like, MMO-style instances happening out in the hub, and, like, so you start, like, taking fire to this thing to get experience out of it, but it's, like, it's this, like, giant, it's this giant thing with a big health bar, and you only have, like, 15 minutes until the instance just disappears, so you're trying to get this for the experience. And then, like, other players that happen to be in the area will, like, get a little thing on their map saying, like, there's a thing going on here. So before you know it, like, there'll be, like, 6-10 players around here taking fire at this big thing that you're taking fire at out of nowhere when, like, it was just you driving around getting to your next objective point, and then you saw this thing. Then a whole bunch of other people, they saw this thing, and they're all driving over, and then you created, like, your own, like, horde mode, essentially, by driving to this one point.
That's such a fucking smart idea. God damn.
Well, but, like, that's the way MMOs work, and that's why people are so into them. But, like, their games for consoles aren't designed with that in mind. And I guess that's the show.
Okay.
Rest in peace. There it is.